Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 22, Text 3. Tatranayasra jachasman Do sahasrat sahasrapat Pridyam tasya hi brahma Kshatramangam prachakshate Tatranaya, for the protection of the Brahmanas. Asrajat, created. Cha, and. Asman, us. Kshatriyas. Do sahasrat, from his thousand arms. Sahasrapat, the thousand-legged supreme being. The universal form. Hridayam, heart. Tasya, his. He, for. Brahma, brahmanas. Kshatram, the kshatriyas. Angam, arms. Prachakshate, are spoken of. For the protection of the brahmanas, the thousand-legged supreme being created us, the Kshatriyas, from his thousand arms. Maybe during the class can be the bell. Hence the Brahmanas are said to be his heart and the Kshatriyas his arms. Kshatriyas are specifically meant purport to maintain the Brahmanas, because if the Brahmanas are protected, then the head of civilization is protected. Brahmanas are supposed to be the head of the social body. If the head is clear and has not gone mad, then everything is in proper position. The Lord is described thus: Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. The purport of this prayer is that the Lord specifically protects the Brahmanas and the cows, and then he protects all other members of society, Jagat Hitaya. It is his will that universal welfare work depends on. We're grateful for the entertainment, but could you please switch off your machine? And let's do a mobile check. Anyone else who has a mobile, please shut it off. Damn mobiles. It is his will that universal welfare work depends on the protection of cows and brahmanas. Thus, brahminical culture and cow protection are the basic principles for human civilization. Kshatriyas are especially meant to protect the Brahmins as the supreme will of the Lord. Go Brahmana Hitayacha. As within the body, the heart is a very important part, so the Brahmanas are also the important element in human society. Kshatriyas are more like the whole body. Even though the whole body is bigger than the heart is more important. Om Jnana Timirantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha. E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kamshana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vansha Kalpitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivash Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Tatranaya Srijachasman Do Sahasrat Sahasrapat Hridiyam Tasya Hi Brahma Kshatramangam Prachakshate. As we often find stated, the various sections, four sections of human society, were created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaturvarnam Mayashishtam, Gunakarma Vibhagasha. Specifically here, we find that there must be cooperation between the Brahmanas and the Kshatriyas. They're meant for cooperation, as the different parts of the body are meant for cooperative functioning. The four Varnas are meant for cooperatively executing the purpose of the whole social body. The Brahmanas are the head, or they can also be compared to the heart, the most essential part of the body, and the Kshatriyas are the arms. So the Brahmins are supposed to give proper direction. That means that the Brahmins must be cool-headed. The society can get proper direction if the head is clear and has not gone mad. The Brahmanas should be clear, can you please go away with your mobile or turn it off? This comes in the category of miseries caused by other living entities. The Brahmins must be clear-headed. They must be properly trained. They must be purified by a Bhayabhyantara Shuchi. The Brahmins are supposed to be freed from the lower modes of nature. They're supposed to be learned in Vedic knowledge so that they can give proper spiritual direction for the welfare of the whole society. If the Brahmins misidentify themselves with the body in a materialistic conception of life, then they've gone mad. They've gone mad. Just like Sringi, he was thinking in terms of the bodily conception of life. My father's a Brahmin, this guy's only a Kshatriya. That means he went mad. course, he was a child. Children are more or less mad. But sometimes we see that adults also go mad or become impure in their consciousness, although they're supposed to be Brahmins. Or we see that people who are occupying the posts of educators or priests, who are supposed to be the give direction to the society, who are supposed to represent the Brahmins, are godless, sinful. They take the role of giving scientific knowledge that there's no need of God because matter can do everything on its own. And then they go work for the Defense Department to create things to help promote destruction in the world. Now, these are not properly situated Brahmins. These are people who are mad or degraded or deviating from their prescribed duties, dharmasya glani. And similarly, as a counterpart to the mad or deviant or degraded Brahmins, we find mad, degraded, or deviant so-called kshatriyas, people who are heads of state or who occupy high government posts and use those posts to for their own self-aggrandizement in such a way as to disregard all religious principles and to inflict suffering on others for the sake of exploitation. So in such a society where there's no head to give direction and where the arms are working for some unwanted purpose, how can there be happiness? How can there be peace? How can there be progress in the true sense of the term? There will only be progress in the wrong direction and a hellish sort of society. So here we see that there's the proper attitude of cooperation between the king, who is powerful and yet submissive to the Brahmin, and the Brahmin, who is wise and therefore appreciative of the service of the king. Both are needed. Both are important. So both are meant for cooperation so that Krishna consciousness can flourish. The Brahmins have the important role of giving knowledge to everyone, and the Kshatriyas make it all possible and see that people are engaged in their prescribed duties. On the immediate practical platform, the Brahminical occupation of spreading knowledge is especially accomplished through distribution of literature. The Vedic message is found in the literature of the Krishna consciousness movement, and the function of the Brahmins, or a crucial function of the Brahmins, is to distribute this literature for the enlightenment of people all over the world. And a crucial function of the managers of the Krishna consciousness movement is to promote and facilitate this distribution of transcendental knowledge. After all, what is the Krishna consciousness movement for? It's not just for having nice buildings and good food. It's meant for distributing knowledge. Srila Prabhupada therefore always kept this theme at the forefront. Distribute books, distribute books, distribute more books. So when the managers promote that, when they keep that up front as their motto, as their purpose, and
engage the devotees, especially in distribution of literature, then the whole world benefits. Just here in Mayapur now, the temple is practically, not exactly empty, but compared to what it was a few weeks ago, it's practically empty. Because there are 10 busloads of brahmacharis traveling all over Bengal, Orissa, Bihar, Assam, distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. So it's a great credit to the managers here that they're engaging all of these men in this most important function of distributing this literature. And it's a great credit to the men that they're very happily distributing this knowledge by distributing so many books for people's all-around welfare. Srila Prabhupada had the idea that when we distribute these books, everything happens. Men come, money comes, our own self-purification takes place. Krishna becomes manifest, and when Krishna becomes manifest in the form of transcendental sound, everything is good. So it doesn't mean that other services are not important. Sometimes people would misunderstand. Prabhupada would say, this is the most important thing. And then something else gets neglected. And then Prabhupada said, this is very important. Then they neglect the other thing. So everything is important. The deity worship is important. The distribution of books is important. The kitchen department is important. The publicity department, the accounts department, every department of service is important. But Srila Prabhupada particularly focused on this point of distributing books. He gave the example of the railway, Indian railways, where everything is needed. The safety department, the tracks, the conductor, the canteen, the cooking people, everything is needed. But the motto is, keep the wheels moving. Keep the wheels turning. They're all supporting that same function of making the trains go and providing everything needed so that they'll go nicely and the passengers and the cargo and everything will have everything they need. So Prabhupada kept this as a clear focus. Distribute this knowledge all over the world. And the rest of us can support that in our own different ways. By doing it, by encouraging others to do it, by helping others do it, by providing nice prasadam for the devotees who do it, by the beautiful deity worship by which everyone becomes inspired to do it, in so many different ways. Okay, I'll stop there. Any questions, comments? Yes, right in the back. Do we have another microphone? Do we? Okay, I guess it's talk loud time. I didn't hear your whole question, but if I got the essence of it, there are some young boys who have a kshatriya sort of nature, but there's no proper training for them because the emphasis is all on brahminical activities. Excuse me? He's wondering what his place is. Yes? Without getting into all the ins and outs of how things should be done, the Krishna consciousness movement needs managers and people who can get things done. It's not that because we're a brahminical society, we don't need people who can manage or people who can
push the material energy around. Kshatriyas push things around. They have power. You, over there. You. There. They're powerful people. They get things done. Does the Hare Krishna movement need that? Yes, it does. Practically, you can say acutely needs it. There's such a shortage of capable people who can get things done. I can think of 5 or 7 places where I need managers in the BBT. Send these boys over to me. I think Bhaktivedya Purnamaj over in the school is also giving attention to Kshatriya training, I've heard. Training boys who have that kind of inclination. So the practical how to do it, that needs to be worked out. But certainly the need is strong. It's not just that we need scholars and people who can study all day or write or speak, but we need people who can manage. Is that okay? Would you like to hand that microphone back?
As a mother, I just would like to say that we should be conscious that we have Hare Krishna children who are going to universities and outside education, and that they should be protected and taken care of by the society, that they then can always feel themselves as members of the movement and not something separate just because they're going for outside education.
That we should be conscious that we have children going for university education, and so we should protect them and... Could you finish that up for me? We should protect them and not neglect them because they're going for outside education?
Yes.
Okay. It creates an interesting question because on the one side, it's very important to provide occupational opportunities in the Hare Krishna movement for capable young men, women also, to see that they don't just grow up and have no future in the activities of the movement. And of course, if they get the sort of credentials and skills that one can learn at a university, then they can use those for Krishna consciousness. It's problematic, however, because at universities one doesn't just learn skills and capabilities. One typically is exposed to bad association and materialistic values, and a general fruitive idea that I can enjoy by working and achieving something for myself. One takes a problematic course by attending these institutions or sending one's children there. And I understand that it's not a simple issue, but it is problematic. Universities are not the most wonderful place. They're not the most wonderful place. I'm being tactful. Prabhupada called them slaughterhouses. So how to protect young people and send them to the slaughterhouse at the same time is certainly difficult. I'm sending you to the slaughterhouse. What do? Give them an amulet or something in the Nrisingha Kavacha? I'm sending you to the slaughterhouse, but don't worry, Krishna will protect you. It is problematic.
This is a controversial issue because, as you say, Prabhupada say, the problem of this university, so-called material education, scientific materialist conception of life, is not going to go any way. So sometimes in the Hyasas, and I'm understanding that concerns of the fathers...
Slow down.
Yes.
Más despacio, por favor.
All right. So So Prabhupada told me personally, when he was in a morning walk, you don't need mathematics at all. You should surrender to Lord Chaitanya right now. So, the example is that Prabhupada creates institutions inside ISKCON, Bhaktivedanta Institute, and other things to get Brahmins, to make Brahmins, get the students out to these materialistic university institutions.
Could someone give me the essence of that?
Okay.
Did you get the essence of what Prabhuji asked? Por eso dijo más despacio y claro. Hard to understand when you go fast. You do have a strong Spanish accent, Prabhuji. People have children. They want to send the children to universities.
Yes, Maharaj. So, as Mataji is asking, what should be all concern? Prabhupada's point. What should be all Krishna consciousness concern from that fathers to send?
What's our concept?
Concern.
Concern?
Yes.
What's our concern? Our concern is that there are miserable, terrible places where people learn gambling, intoxication, meat eating, and illicit sex. Those are our primary concerns.
Yes.
And godlessness.
Yes. So, what is the use to send the children to universities?
What is the use of sending children to universities? Good question. Those who are, and of course there are answers as far as what the use is. I don't know whether it's a good use or a bad use or a mixed use. And it may not be up to us, because it's not just that the parents say, you're going or you're not going, and the kid says, yes, yes, yes. So, again, it's a complex issue. There are transcendental alternatives to university education. See, there are transcendental alternatives to a university education. Yes. This microphone has to go, or you were next. Sureshwar Prabhu is next. No, it's not on, so just talk loud. The microphone is managed by someone who doesn't have a university education, so just do your best. It's problematic, yes. Just forget the mic and talk loud. Is he more martial-minded or more administrative-minded?
Well, in this class, I mean, there are initiatives on the administrative side. There are things out there about the scholarship and the administrative side. If I were a martial centria, I would see the change I want to see in the world and help start a school. But it is very problematic, and it's problematic because of our neglect.
Okay. Problematic because of our negligence. Let's see. I've got 3 questions and no minutes. Okay, Maji. Loud. Okay, right. Yes, you.
Children leave the primary school, they go to secondary, and from there further on to university. Of course, I have seen that many things can go wrong since 13, 14 years. But isn't it important that if the children, starting very young, they are taught, like ISKCON environment, what is good, what is not good, what Krishna is rejecting about the worldly things, most things at university you learn about the world. But if you got a good package from home, starting very young, and then you go to university, I think I don't mean to reject what you say. Of course, we need ISKCON people to be very good educated, to have several good positions. But if the education is based very well before they go to university, I'm sure that they cannot really mix so much in the negative sphere.
Okay. 2 points. Number one, you seem to be saying, you're saying that if we train the children very well, they won't be adversely affected by university education. Yes?
Not in the negative sense.
Adversely, negatively affected. Okay. First point. The purpose of bringing up a child in Krishna consciousness is not just to make him university proof. It's not to present to bring up a child so that he'll be fit to go to the university, the great university, the pinnacle of human life, university education, without getting affected. That's not the point. Universities are oversold. Their value is over-pitched, over-emphasized by those who make a business of running them, and it's a competitive business. This university is in competition with that university. They're not generally giving away their services free. It's a business. In every business, you want to advertise. Without my product, you'll never be happy. And so people are more or less bewildered into believing that without a university education, they can't get anywhere. I recently saw a statement, because I'm in the literary work, Joseph Conrad, Hemingway, and William Faulkner, three great American novelists, didn't have a freshman year between them. And there are so many other examples. I gave a similar class in Alachua about the uselessness of university education. And I said, you know, if it's your karma, you'll make money. And if it's not your karma, you can go to the best business school and you'll be poor. And sitting in the back of the room was one of our godbrothers. He used to stay here in Mayapur. He comes from a good Marwadi family, and he was engaged in the society's activities for many years, and then he started a business on his own. And within a few years, it became a $1 million business. I asked him, "Did you go to college?" He said, "No, much to my father's regret, I left in my first year to join the Hare Krishna movement." But because he's a Marwadi, he had to make $1 million. It's his karma. If it's your destiny, you'll be rich. If it's your destiny, you'll be poor. And university won't change. What is that? Steve Jobs, head of Apple Computer. He was, he forgot university and went and built this little gizmo in his backyard, in his garage, and now he's one of the richest men in the world, leading one of the world's biggest companies. And there are so many people who've attended university and they're poor or they're rich and miserable. So, yes, it's true. If you give a child a good, strong, Krishna conscious foundation, if he goes to university, he has a better chance of escaping in one piece. But it's not that our goal is that we want to train strong young people so that they can go to the university and take their chances at being shot down by the illusory energy. There are other things to do with one's life than go to university. That's my point. Now, it's not a universal blanket statement, never send a kid to university or he'll die or it's all your fault. But it's just to deflate somewhat the over-large conception that university sarvamiti, that university is everything, and without it, you can't live or be happy. Okay. All right. Well, the thing is, what should I do? Should I answer a question or two more, or should I stop?
Yeah. Yes, stop or yes?
St. Paul.
Very good example. Nanda Gopal attended the Mayapur Advanced Institute of Administrative Education. That is to say, he learned in Vijayapurna Maharshi's school, and he's managing hundreds of men very successfully. Good example. Thank you. In fairness, the essential thing is Krishna consciousness, and there are excellent examples of young devotees who never bothered to go anyplace else except within the movement, and they're doing wonderful service. And there are very good examples of young men and women who've gone to the university and all of that, and are also doing very valuable service in the Krishna consciousness movement. So if the main thing is, therefore your point was good, that if that strong foundation is there in the beginning, whichever way they go, that strength will be there for them. Whether they go to the university, they don't go to the university, they go half and half, whatever they do,